8 a.m. on the first Thursday in June. More than a dozen people are gathered around a table, some dressed in their professional best, others more casual. They're here because they're unemployed. And the stress of that is worn on Terry Holcomb's face. She's holding back tears. What worries her most, she says, is the well-being of her teenage daughter.
This year being her senior year at Centerville, they have a big trip in November that they go to Florida. And unfortunately, she probably won't be able to go.
She says her daughter even offered to take off school to help make some money for the family. But that's not what Terry wants for her.
Being out of work is kind of stressful. But knowing that this is here now, and hopefully this will help me find something that will help support my family.
So that's what brings her to a group called Job Seekers here at Fairhaven Church today. After the orientation, nearly 100 people gather in a large gymnasium, and she's standing in front of them.
My name is Terry Holcomb, and I'm an accountant.
As a newcomer, she's asked to give a quick commercial about herself.
And I've always worked for private companies, and I'd really like to get out in the corporate world.
Okay, Terry, do you have your four-year degree?
Yes, I do.
That's Pam Walker. She runs the Job Seekers group. And what happens next is the real meat of their purpose here.
Great. So how can we help Terry with an accounting degree work preferably in a corporate setting and not a small family firm? Joe?
It's not as specific, but...
One by one, people offer suggestions to Terry, like, I know a guy who's an accountant here, or my sister's husband knows this person. I'll put you in touch. And they do this with every newcomer. Pam is a professional job counselor. She knows there's a need for this in her community, where it's not unusual for people to be out of work for a year or longer.
It's so lonely and hard to be in your own home alone and to not know whether you should even get up in the morning because you're so discouraged. You've sent dozens of resumes out. Nobody's responded. And there's a whole new procedure on how to get jobs.
Like going online to submit resumes or websites like LinkedIn. This group is open to the community, and Pam hopes that anyone feels welcome getting help navigating this new job search process. She's a person of faith. She doesn't think that getting a job is something that magically happens while you're sitting on the couch at home. Pam sees God working through this community.
This is not by chance. This is God working in your lives. And so I want to encourage you to open your lives to look at this and to see that God has a plan and hope for you, but you have to participate.
This isn't about conversion. This is about service to the community. Pam says she hopes it works so well that there won't be a need for this group anymore. And that day could be on the horizon. She doesn't keep statistics, but she says she can gauge the success of the program through donuts. That's what people bring in when they land a job.
In the beginning, when we started this last year in February, we didn't have any donuts. I mean, the job market was so dismal. But we've seen a real change because now it's a routine basis for us to be able to announce, I would say, at least 5 or 6 landings every time we get together.
There are some positive signs that the job market may be getting better. The Labor Department shows that job openings are at the highest level they've been in over a year. That's good news for people like Bob Winfrey. He's been out of work for over 13 months when he lost his job at AAA, where he was the director for IT. He's a regular at the Fairhaven Job Seekers program.
I'm seeing a lot more activity than I saw even back in the first of the year. I've seen quite a few more friends who have landed positions, and you know, I'm pleased for them, and hopefully it'll be my time soon.
Bob didn't have to wait too long. A fellow Job Seekers group member tipped him off about a software development company that might be hiring, and shortly after the workshop, he was offered a position. He started the new job on Monday. For WYSO, I'm Emily McCord.